Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, let the wind of your Holy Spirit come forth.
When the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind
indeed, when the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on, ride the wind. Well, shalom, this is Evangelist Larry Walters with Christ Creek Mission, and welcome to this episode of Real Discipleship is Daily Warfare, according to Luke 9:23 and 2 Timothy 2:3-4. When we started teaching on Blog Talk Radio nearly 3 years ago, we began with the teaching series dealing with the authority of the believer and real discipleship being daily. Next was the harmony of the Gospels, and then we journeyed through our statement of beliefs. We found ourselves stopping along the way for a closer look into some biblical truths. These stops we call encampments. Perhaps encampments will happen as we meet in the war room. If so, then so be it. Because we are meeting in the war room, we will begin to meet on a weekly basis. You will be given weekly assignments. However, divine strategies come from time spent in prayer, in the Word, and being led by the indwelling Spirit of Yah. When those strategies come, for they will come, it is in our obedience that victory happens. But more on this as we enter into the war room. If you are a first-time listener, you can enjoy our archives right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thank you for joining us as we continue on in our journey, learning to walk even as our Messiah, Yahshua, walked. And let's begin with prayer. Messiah Yahshua, you are the one who said that we were to walk in your steps. When you came to defeat the purpose of the devil, you came and taught men how to be warriors in your kingdom. and you did so in your word. We thank you for equipping us. We thank you for leading, guiding, and directing us. And today, we ask that your spirit would block every attack of the enemy, that your spirit would silence the whisper cry to fight for our attention. And we submit and surrender this time to you and your teaching in the name above all names, our Messiah Yehoshua, we pray, Spirit of the living God, rise up in me. Amen. We are in a real battle. It is a spiritual battle, but oftentimes it manifests itself in the natural, mentally, and in the emotional arenas of life. The Bible calls us more than conquerors and tells us that these battles, they belong to Abba Father. What does the Bible really say about this war? Are there guidelines for victory? How do we endure hardness as a good soldier of the Messiah? And how do we stay tangled free from the affairs or the cares of this life? What does spiritual warfare have to do with daily discipleship? Quite frankly, everything. There are no weekend warriors in the army of the Messiah, Yahshua. Messiah told us in Mark 8, 34 and 35, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. This is echoed in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 and Luke chapter 9. Our Messiah also set the parameters for our reward in Mark 10, 29 and 30. He said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. More on this in a moment. When you go to war, what information do you need? Should you know about your troops? What about your weaponry? What type of training should a soldier receive? And what of the enemy? What questions might you ask about the enemy? The Messiah said plainly, no man, no king makes war against another nation that's coming against them with an ambassador of 20,000 troops when they're going to meet them with 10,000 troops without first considering if they can what? Win. Have you heard the old cliche that we're in a fixed fight, right? We are on the winning side. But at times, it sure feels like we're in the battle alone. Where are the reinforcements? When can we rest? Medic, I've been hit. What then? What happens to a wounded warrior? When are they supposed to re-enter into the battlefield? Why does it seem like the battle keeps returning over and over and over again? These are just a few of the questions we will uncover as we embark on this leg of our journey. And I'm sure there are hundreds of questions and scenarios that we could cover which would last a lifetime. But for now, we will pause with the questions. Your homework this week is very simple. I want you to do a scouting report on the enemy. I want you to scout out the enemy and the enemy's camp. Look at the recorded history found in the Word of Yah, the Bible. Look into the enemy's camp. For example, don't forget that there were seven enemies that were to be driven out of the Promised Land. Who were they? Are there lessons there for us to apply to our daily life? And have you read what the Messiah said? Matthew 24, Luke 17, as it was in the days of Noah. And the Messiah says, in the days of Lot. These things tell us about the spiritual climate in which we are going to be doing our warfare. So tonight, our lesson is simple. Let's simply read several passages from the Word of Elohim and allow them to resonate in our spirit man. I would highly recommend that these passages are read, studied, and committed to memory. 1 Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Master and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Elohim to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Elohim, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Messiah, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. 1 Peter chapter 8, verses 5 through 11. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the Elohim of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Messiah Yahshua, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Luke 10, 17, 20. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Master, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Messiah Yahshua. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahshua HaMashiach. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Again, remember, your homework is simple this week. First, I want you to scout out the enemy and the enemy's camp. Secondly, look at the recorded history found in the Word of Yah, the Bible. Look into the enemy's camps. These passages of Scripture, print them out, write them down, commit them to memory. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. 1 Peter 5, 8 through 11. James 4, verse 7. Luke chapter 10, 17 through 20. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 5. When you do this, you'll be prepared to meet us again next week in the war room as we continue on in the next lesson, and that lesson dealing with our enemy, Hasatan. Again, this is Evangelist Larry Walters, Christ's Creek Mission. We pray that this broadcast is ministering to you and encouraging you in your daily walk with our Messiah, Yahshua. If so, why not drop us a line? We would sure love to hear from you, our listeners. To sow into this ministry, Send your love gift to Evangelist Larry Walters, 2490 Winding Hills Drive, Columbus, Ohio, 43224-3020. Would you like us to come and share with your home group, class, or congregation? Then reach us via our cell phone at 419-566-1756. To reach us by email, send it to christscreekmission@gmail.com. And remember, you can download a copy of today's teaching by visiting our teaching site on Facebook, and that is www.facebook.com/realdiscipleship. Until next week, Abba willing, may Yeshua bless as we answer our call to put on our armor and engage the enemy. Shalom, Mishpoka, the Messiah.
Lord, let the wind of your Holy Spirit come forth.
When the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind of the Spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the warrior.